Oh, Susan.
That's your cue, girls.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show live in Eureka this morning. We've got a lot of folks have shown up down here. I apologize for the brief delay there when I popped the headset back on. We're taking the show live down here. Not only is it 9/11, of course, we've got the Focus Marine Foundation folks down here trying to help raise some money from them. FocusMarines.org is their website. If you can't make it down here this morning for some reason, shame on you. You can always go on their website and you can do a donation right there. They do such great work, and we've got a couple of the folks who not only have benefited from it, who have come back to help with the Focus Marine Foundation, veterans Todd Nicely and Sean Harrigan here with us this morning. Gentlemen, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back again, and I know I got a chance to meet you, I believe it was last year when we did the broadcast live down here. We learned a minute ago from Jennifer what great work Focus Marines does in helping people, and that it's not just a one-time deal. I mean, they're there for the veterans once they've been here. Sean, tell me what that means to you and how you got involved.
I got involved through Todd.
Okay.
He basically called me up and says, you got to come out. And what it means to me is creating a sense of community, like Jen and Brian talked about. I've got folks that call me on the phone. I love to hear from them, and it's just I love being around Marines. It does it for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Todd, how did you find out about Focus Marines?
I found out about Focus Marines through Focus Marines. They were tracking me down for quite a long time. But after my injury in 2010, they wanted me to come out, and I said no, no, no. And eventually, I tried to commit suicide in 2016. And so I realized that I had one more chance at something, and I said, why not give this a shot? And once I did, it changed my whole life in a 180. It took all the pain and suffering I was going through and turned it into something that I was able to manage. So it was, for me, I love giving back to this organization because, for me, it changed my whole life.
That's got to be the toughest part. One of the toughest parts, I would imagine, would be trying to adjust back to life after you come out. And that would be very difficult. And so I imagine, you know, Focus Marines is going to help navigate that for a lot of people. And you both have mentioned the network that this has also created for you.
Yes, correct. And it's a great network. It's, like they said, they don't give up on you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hugest, that's one of the biggest things that they can do, is because most of these organizations, they bring you on and then they just say, here's their fishing pole, go home.
Yep.
Well, these guys, they don't give up. They're every Tuesday or first Tuesday of the month, I believe it is, and Thursday at end of the month, they have calls and they're always there for you.
Yeah. Todd, you mentioned your injury. Tell people how that happened. Where were you?
I was in southern Afghanistan in March 26, 2010. We were on a routine patrol, and I went to cross a bridge and ended up losing parts of all four of my limbs. So,
wow.
And Sean was actually the one who was there to save my life, so we have kind of a bond with that.
That we do. Yes, that's what the doctors told me. We got hit, we put a bunch of tourniquets on him, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can relate a story or two, but obviously we know what Todd has been through here. For other folks that have a hesitancy to get involved,
yep.
What do you say to them?
Get involved. It changed my life. I used to not talk about it, not acknowledge it. Just pretend it wasn't real and it didn't affect me, but it sure did.
But what do you think is the biggest hurdle for people maybe feeling like they want some help, but they're just reluctant to actually reach out?
Yep.
What do you think that is?
It's a pride thing. It can be, I'm fine, I don't need help. But I urge some of y'all that if you're hurting, step up.
And
come see us.
It took you a while, right, Todd?
It did. I was hesitant. You know, my first thought was, I'm not doing none of this kumbaya bull crap, but you know, it's one of those programs where it'll change your life. It will. If you take the tools that they give you and run with them, the only thing that can happen is good things.
Yeah. So you said that happened in 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
How long had you been serving at that point? Were you a Marine?
Yes, I was a United States Marine. I was in about 3.5 years, almost done with my 4-year service, 1 to 2 months away from coming home. And
Wow. So it's obviously we're here on 9/11 today. What's the significance of that for you?
It's a huge significance. I mean, that's the whole reason we went and did what we did. So, you know, to be here on that day and to remember what happened that long ago, a lot of people seem to forget that, but we're here today and we're celebrating. I don't want to say celebrating, but we're here remembering 9/11.
Yeah. And obviously, the United States is not there anymore. As someone who went there and made the sacrifice, are you sad about that? Are you sad?
I always say that there was a big thing with the yellow ribbons. We'll never forget. Well, where are those ribbons now? You know, did everyone just forget? And that's where I'm kind of at with it is, you know, we went and did what we had to do. We obviously pulled out. But that's where I struggle with it is, did everyone forget? Where are those yellow ribbons again?
You know? I think there's so many people now, sadly, who hate our country. There's disgust for the United States of America. People don't want to stand for the national anthem. I mean, for you two in particular, that's got to be tough. Two people who put their lives on the line for our country.
So one of the biggest reasons I stopped watching football.
Well, I still love our country.
Oh, of course. And that's obvious. Yeah, I'm with you. I quit a number of years ago and had paid very little attention to it, really until just recently. Well, gentlemen, thank you both for your service to our country and for what you're doing to give back now. I mean, I don't know how many additional lives you might save as a result of that, but I know that's not the only reason you do it, but it's what a great effort.
Well, and that's something, too, is people don't realize that there's guys out there with moral injuries and not injuries that can be seen. There's tons of injuries that these guys are coming home with every day, and that's what Focus Marines tries to put an end to is the struggle.
Yeah. Well, focusmarines.org is the website. You can make a donation in person if you're down here today. They don't take any government donations, as Jennifer was telling us earlier. It's all private. And if they can, you know, if we can do anything to help out with that effort, we'd love to do it. So, Todd Nicely, Sean Harrigan, thank you guys both.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good, fantastic. Thank you for your time down here.
And we already had a $1,500 donation this morning, which was fantastic.
From Selbert Auto Body, we appreciate their assistance and anything else you can do. We would certainly appreciate that. All right. And by the way, they just told me at Chickenelli's that they are raffling off a couple of their fantastic cheesecakes over there. So you can buy a raffle ticket and have a chance to take one of those home today. And all the money is going to be donated at the Focus Marines.
I love a good cheesecake.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. Coming up, we are going to continue our live broadcast down here in Eureka. We're going to talk to the mayor, Sean Flower, in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. Boy, if you do a live broadcast in Eureka, they roll out the red carpet for you. And we got Mayor Sean Flower down here now to give us the key to the city. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hold on, we got him turned. Oh, you good now?
I guess.
All right, sorry, we didn't have your mic turned up. Sorry about that.
Did you not get the memo? That's what you were doing?
No.
Oh, shoot.
No, I've got the key coming here soon. It'll be great.
Okay, it'll be delivered here in just a couple of minutes. Yeah. We appreciate that. But the fire and police chief took great care of us this morning, so thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that team.
It really is. Food, coffee, they had everything for us.
Yeah.
It's been great. So, hey, by the way, downtown looks great.
Yeah, it looks real good. There are a lot of businesses down here. It's a good restaurant district. We really try to encourage, you know, it's part of the reason I have you down. We're trying to encourage people to come down here and eat breakfast or dinner. It's a real vibrant area.
Yeah, we've always enjoyed our times down here, and the folks at Chickenelli's took care of us this morning with some great breakfast sandwiches. Oh, man.
We have some leftover if you'd like.
Hey, don't forget Sarah's, that cake.
Oh, my gosh. Cinnamon rolls, cake pops.
Yeah.
It's our whole table is like food, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You guys didn't leave.
What did you bring us? Like,
no.
Oh, shoot.
Listen, I'm just, my presence is just going to be fun. The conversation will be great. You know, it'll be wonderful. So it'll be good.
So what's going on in Eureka these days? You guys got to open up your new Mike Wiegand Memorial Police Station.
Memorial.
Here, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're Memorial. You got to tell me what's going on. No, it's we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We've got our new City Hall Police and courts building that's going in, so we've been way behind on that for years. So that was a Prop E project that the residents voted on several years ago, and we'll be finishing up moving in there this fall, and that is named after Chief. And then we also have a bunch of flood protection work we've done the last several years. And then probably the biggest thing that's been a change on here lately, we just finished up a big ball field down here just to our, I guess, be our south. And we've been hosting baseball tournaments down here all the last year. So it's brought in a ton of people into the area. So we're a sales tax-based city, so we're always trying to kind of – the city's trying to do things that will complement the businesses and drive drive business to the area, and it's a great activity for kids. It's, you know, so it's, but we've been seeing a lot more tourism out of the area here the last year.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite communities in the St. Louis area, and I remember when I was still reporting at Channel 4 covering the story about when you guys allowed golf carts here in the downtown area. I think that's so neat. Yeah. I assume people really love taking advantage of that.
Yeah, we see a lot of golf carts down here. You know, and they do little golf cart parades at times.
Oh, nice.
The stuff, and you have the Legends Golf Course that's in the back, so you got people that kind of drive in and out of here. So, but yeah, it's kind of like a mini version, like an old St. Charles or something like that, but it's closer for if you're in St. Louis County. So
yeah,
it's kind of
that's a good description.
Deal. Yeah.
A mini version of Old St. Charles.
I compare it to like a little, like a Cottleville.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the same type of feel when you get down here. It's definitely its own little place. So
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good to see the community come out this morning and help the Focus Marine Foundation. These folks are great. And you said a minute ago when we called you up here, that was a tough act to follow with these two veterans we had up here. But, wow, what a story.
Yeah, and that's to me, that's there's something about that up here with the flag, the fire truck, the police, all the different first responders. But then that, I don't think I've seen anything that's brought home 9/11 and the cost of what we've been doing the last, you know, last 20, 30 years. That really focuses the mind, and you know, for a radio listener, just seeing your guy, they couldn't see it, but to see your guys' face watching that story, I mean, I think they would. It's very moving. That's like I said, it's a hard act to follow because that's probably the most symbolic thing I've seen on 9/11 in a long time.
True, and you know, obviously, we had Chuck up here a few minutes ago talking about the support fund for police officers, but. This community, man, it rallies around its first responders, doesn't it?
Yeah, we love our police, and we love our firefighters. We like a lot of our police, this community really understands, and we preach it from the city all the time. The cost and you know what those guys do for them on a regular basis, and like Wurgis was saying up here, our police are hiring. We're trying to do that, and we try and make that when we hire, we make that one of our biggest things. We say is when you come here, you're not going to have to worry about. Not having, you know, community support. I mean, you know, and it's really helped us. I mean, you'd be surprised how many police officers, that's a big deal to them right now, is having, you know, there's the financial end of it, but they want to know that they're supported by their community, and that's been very helpful to us outside of, you know, and attracting and getting people here.
You get that vibe when you come to Eureka, and I do think that's so crucial because, sadly, all these first responders who put their lives on the line to protect us, there's a lack of respect, I think, that we're seeing across the country for all of these people. But again, there's something different when you come here to Eureka.
Yep, I agree, and it starts you know, it's the community, and I think it's everybody's kind of on the same page with all that. So it's cool.
Yeah, very true. I know we hadn't talked a lot about politics here so far, but in St. Louis County, I was thinking about this. I talked to Mark Harder the other day, and obviously Dennis Hancock, and I know you've chimed in on a few of the controversies here in St. Louis County.
Occasionally, I've had a comment or two in St. Louis County.
I have noticed that on Twitter on occasion, Mayor Flower. So I just wondered this thing with Sam Page and. Whether or not he's double dipping and all this stuff. See, we don't have problems like that in Eureka. We don't have to worry about that.
Has he been your anesthesiology?
Yeah.
Has he been your anesthesiologist? You wake up from surgery and you realize Sam Page is standing over your hospital bed. Maybe Kim Gardner is your nurse.
No, I have not. I cannot confirm or deny. But I can tell you, as the mayor of Eureka, I double dip all the time because it doesn't pay very much. So it's not a full time gig.
Yeah, we got him live admitting that down here.
Yeah, down here. I'm 100% a double dipper and proud of it. So,
well, you've got a fantastic city, my friend, and we always appreciate your hospitality when we bring the radio show down here. And I saw my friend Mark Reardon down here a few minutes ago. He bailed on me before he must have had a tea time.
Yeah, he said wasn't getting on the air, he was leaving. He was not dealing with Mark.
He took off too fast. I mean, I did plan to get him over here, but I appreciate him coming out to show his support. Bo Matthews spent some time down here with us this morning, and he is a fantastic supporter of Eureka.
Yeah, those guys, especially that police officer, our support fund, and Chuck's behind the scenes on multiple organizations doing multiple things around. So he's a big part of the community and a big help.
Well, we appreciate all you do. Eureka Mayor Sean Flower, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Happy to be here. Absolutely. All right, coming up, we've still got a couple of things we have not talked about. I want to hit a couple of the key sound bites from the debate last night, because that's what a lot of folks are talking about this morning. And apparently there are a couple of reports coming out on that could affect when they drop interest rates. We're going to check in with Taylor Riggs, of course, with the Big Money Show on Fox Business as well before the end of the hour. Stay tuned. We're going to be back live in Eureka in just a few minutes.
Among the stars, let me see what
we're playing with World War III, and we have a president that we don't even know if he's. Where is our president? We don't even know if he's a president.
And just to clarify,
they
here,
threw him out of a campaign like a dog. We don't even know, is he our president? But we have a president,
Mr. President,
that doesn't know he's alive.
A little bit more from the debate last night. A little more of the audio there, where it struck me that David Muir really, really, really wanted him to stop talking about that.
Well, I noticed how many times David Muir would cut Trump off and say, okay, we're running out of time, we have to switch gears here. But I don't recall them doing that at all with Kamala Harris.
Odd. I don't either. I don't know. Here's a big question, though. What, if any, effect will this have on the stock market? I mean, we're coming up on this election now. I don't know if this changes anything in terms of polling. We're going to get to the results of our Twitter poll coming up here in a minute. But the market always reacts to a bunch of different things and usually expectations. Let's get to Taylor Riggs for the Big Money Show there on the Fox Business Network. Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you like the rest of America, was probably tuned into that debate last night. I mean, did you hear anything that was cause for concern?
You know, I didn't get enough details, to be honest. I know Harris talked about how housing is too high and she has a plan and she wants to talk about the opportunity economy, but I still don't know what that means. I don't know what an opportunity economy looks like. I think it's interesting. The markets are certainly the knee-jerk reaction has been that Harris won the debate, in the sense that they're sort of taking the classic Trump bets off the table. The DJT stock, for example, is trading down at a record low. Bitcoin is falling. Some of the Bitcoin-related stocks and Bitcoin ETFs are down 2 to 5%, as Trump was really seen as a Bitcoin enthusiast as a candidate and a potential president. And so you are seeing some of those initial trades just off the table a little bit, as people don't know if he actually won the debate against Harris. So I always caution with that. Those are knee-jerk reactions. Like you said, we don't have any polling yet on how did last night change a swing state voter. As we know, this comes down to a couple thousand swing state voters that changed the electoral college. So the markets are sort of digesting this along with some of the other CPI data. But for now, not anything big. I don't think we learned anything new. I do think Trump missed a lot of opportunities, but at least from the market perspective, no one has decided a clear winner, but maybe a little bit more tilted towards Harris.
Yeah, we know the Fed is expected to drop interest rates. What kind of an impact do you think that's going to have? And I'm particularly interested in what you think will happen with the real estate market.
Yes. So fascinating. So we got the inflation data this morning. Inflation is rising less quickly. So all in all, it is a good thing. Prices are going up, but they're only going up 2%, 2.5%, no longer the big 9% gains that we had a few years ago. The biggest increase, though, in inflation last month, shelter. Housing is still so much of a problem for people, which is why we really need to work to bring the cost of housing down. So that was a big factor. What that means for the Federal Reserve is equity markets are significantly lower this morning, because I think people thought the Federal Reserve was looking at a slowing economy and going to cut interest rates by 0.5%. After inflation is pretty sticky again this morning, they're thinking that the Fed is only going to cut 0.25%. Equity markets don't like that, and so they're falling. And you have yields rising, rolling back the idea that the Fed is going to cut as quickly as we thought. So at the end of the day, inflation is still very much sticky, and housing costs are sticky, and it takes a really long time to bring those down. The good news is the labor market is okay. We're not totally falling off of a cliff, but we are slowing.
Yeah, and maybe you can explain that to people better than I can. If the Fed cuts the rate 0.25%, what does that translate to in a 30-year mortgage? Is it easy to say?
So when the Fed cuts interest rates, that sets up how much I pay on my mortgage, how much I pay on my credit card, how much I pay for my auto loan. And so when they set interest rates, everything else sort of falls in tandem with that. So if they're cutting 0.25%, in general, you can expect the rate of everything else you pay on your mortgage, your car, your credit card to also fall.
Right.
It, in general, can be a little bit more complicated than that, but that's sort of how we can think about it. So cutting rates is good in terms of bringing the cost of everything down. That will help stimulate the economy because the economy is showing signs of slowing. Bringing down interest rates for a loan for a small business, because those costs have been too high, will help them maybe hire a new employee because we've started to see hiring slow down. So that's sort of generally how that works. And of course, we are all still very much feeling the impact of high interest rates. The Fed raised interest rates so that we would all stop spending, which helps cool down inflation. But the result of that is your credit card is interest rate is probably 20% instead of 15, and your mortgage rate is 7% instead of 3. So we're just trying to recalibrate in this new economy where we are and sort of what that appropriate interest rate should be, where it's neutral, right? It shouldn't be so restrictive that you can't buy anything, but it shouldn't be so easy of these 3% mortgage rates that everyone can buy a house because that fuels inflation. So we're trying to find that sweet spot.
But then we hear Kamala Harris saying last night during the debate, Mark, what was she saying, the plan she has to help people buy a home?
I'm going to give first-time home buyers $25,000, and lo and behold, the house just went up $25,000.
Does she realize that? Exactly. Does she put two and two together that that's the impact it's going to have?
You know, this is basic supply and demand. If you want to increase prices, give people more money. So if you give me $25,000 for my first home, guess what? I'm now competing with everyone else who now has $25,000, and we're going to bid up the price of that home. Versus if you increase the supply of homes, more supply lowers the price. And also, I think in general, Republicans would say that they prefer that, right? If you increase the supply of home, open up new areas to build on maybe land that, you know, previously wasn't allowed, that's better than just giving people handouts of here's more money, here's more, because all of that is inflationary, where if you incentivize builders to build, that's sort of that creator-builder economy versus government handouts economy. So there's just a fundamental difference in the way we think about the economy.
It absolutely is. Taylor Riggs, we appreciate you explaining all that in layman's terms for us. Thank you so much, and have a great show today.
Happy to help. Talk soon.
You bet. Taylor Riggs with the Big Money Show there on Fox. And, yeah, she's right. And it's also, and Sue can correct me on this if I'm wrong, for a lot of these folks, it's not always having enough money to put down. It's having a credit rating that would get you into a mortgage to begin with.
Well, that's true.
And what got us into the problem in 2007 is that we started lending. We reduced lending standards.
Correct.
And then people couldn't pay their mortgage. And it didn't matter how big their down payment was. At the end of the day, they couldn't pay the mortgage. So I think that'll be part of her plan, whether she announced it or not. If you're really going to help first-time homebuyers get into homes, they've got to have the credit rating to get the loan to begin with, or you have to lower the standards.
Plus,
or you don't move the needle.
She's handing out our money.
Yeah, thank you.
That drives me bonkers.
Well, you're also paying for people's college degrees. The loans they took out, the tens of thousands of dollars. It's okay. You don't have to pay that. Don't worry. I paid my student loans like you should when you take a loan out. But you don't worry about it. You've had a hard life. We're going to pay it for you.
We're going to make that person who didn't go to college pay for yours.
There you go.
I'm still waiting for truck loan repayment. Forgiveness. That's what
I like. My home loan forgiven, if that's at all possible. Could I put a word in with the big guy? Hey, Biden.
Absolutely. Call him up. Wake him up. Go to the White House. Wake him up. All right. Coming up, we did our own unscientific poll on the winner of the debate last night. I'm going to get to that for you when we come back. And our buddy straight from the thought tub this morning, Mr. Bo Matthews, is going to join us when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Just can't wait to get on.
This business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy
President
with a fake
Trump.
Russia investigation that went nowhere.
Yeah, I was glad he made that point last night. The question is, who won the debate? I do not have
I'm sorry, we have a lot to get to, sir. So
Bo Matthews has joined us here at the table. Bo, good to see you.
What an opportunity. People, there's been a nice crowd here this morning.
We have had a good
Thousands crowd. Need to show up to see what happens behind the scenes here in between the commercial breaks. That's where the magic is.
I try to keep Mark in check. It's hard, but that's a lot of what goes on behind the scenes, you know?
You've got a whole team.
It's true, man. I've got people been bringing me bourbon from Red Door down here. My friends Jennifer and Shane at the Landing Hub there in Pacific at
Wonderful
the Cigar
people.
Vault brought me a nice bottle of Four Roses this morning. What great people.
As I'm driving over here listening, and I hear you guys mention 9/11, and of course everybody knows where they were, and to pull down Central here and to see this big, beautiful American flag hanging sadly in the sunshine, it was very an emotional, and this is where the Facebook feed should be happening, because I know we had issues with that this morning. That's how I normally watch the show, but just to see this flag out, just deployed at, what, 4 a.m. they put that thing out?
Yes, they did.
Just gorgeous.
So dark.
Yeah.
It was nice of them to roll up with that this morning, for sure, and to talk to the different first responders and veterans who were here talking about the impact and the emotion of this day for them.
Oh, Todd, nicely. Great guy. And the guy that saved his life. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just impressive.
Sean. Yeah, good to get him here. I did want to point out the Twitter poll. I put out a Twitter poll on who do you think won the debate, and this is very interesting. I don't know what the national polls are saying. I have not seen any of them yet. I know what the CNN poll will say Kamala Harris won. The Fox poll may say Trump won. Ours, we got almost 200 votes this morning, and I didn't even post the signal 4 a.m., who do you think won the debate? Trump, Harris, or ABC? All right. Trump, 51%. Harris, 29%. And ABC, 20%. So if you add ABC and Harris, that's 51 to 50%. That's a dead even split between who they think won the debate.
Well, it was one against three.
Sure it was like one that. Against three. That's not bad from that perspective, right?
I think it matters who you're asking. To your point about, is the Fox poll going to say something different than, say, the CNN poll? I think a lot of your followers would potentially be conservative, and we all wanted Trump to win last night. Sadly, I don't know if I can say that. I think it was possibly a toss-up at best. I think he had some good moments, but I think he also had missed opportunities, and she came out and did better than I thought she would.
I think it's like a weigh-in for a boxing match. We're not at the match yet, and I think that was... We got to see him. That's good. I'm doing a Eureka Chamber luncheon today, and I will tell you that every time they start that luncheon, everybody stands in the chamber and says the Pledge of Allegiance. I would love for those candidates last night to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance and
Wouldn't
think about those words. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that on
the network. Probably wouldn't do that.
Kamala probably wouldn't put her hand over her heart.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Well, our thanks to everybody who showed up down here today live as we've been all morning in Eureka to donate to the Focus Marine Foundation, focusmarines.org. You can go online and do it. They do such fantastic work down here. And Bo, thanks for your support for the city of Eureka.
Absolutely. No, it's a great community. New businesses are popping up all the time here. Mortgages by Experts just opened up here. And so I'm their, like, PR guide, go and interview everybody and It's a thing.
You do great work. I'll see you on Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors this weekend.
And I've got a story to tell you about a trap shooting I was at, brother.
Awesome. You're doing great at
winning
that.
Team.
Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Ryan, our engineer, for setting all this up this morning.
Yes.
We do appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll see you back in studio tomorrow morning.